ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओ हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवंथ कैंटो सेवंथ चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 17। भक्तामपि भूयान मे यदि श्रद्धते वच विशारदि धी श्रद्धता स्त्री बालानां च ए च मे यथा भवतामपि भूयान भूयान यदि श्रद्धते वच विशारदि धी श्रद्धता स्त्री बालानां च मे यथा। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। शील प्रभुपाद की। प्रहलाद महाराज कंटिन्यूड, माय डियर फ्रेंड, इफ यू कैन प्लेस योर फेथ इन माय वर्ड्स सिंपली बाय दैट फेथ यू कैन आल्सो अंडरस्टैंड ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज जस्ट लाइक मी ऑल्दो यू आर स्मॉल चिल्ड्रन। सिमिलरली ओ वुमन कैन ऑल्सो अंडरस्टैंड ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज and know that and know what is spirit and what is matter purport. These words of Prahlad Maharaj are very important in regard to knowledge descending by the disciplic succession. Even when Prahlad Maharaj was a baby within the womb of his mother, he became fully convinced of the existence of the supreme power because of hearing the powerful instructions of Narada and understood how to attain perfection in life by Bhakti Yoga. These are the most important understandings in spiritual knowledge. Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha guru tasse tkatitya hi artha prakashante mahatmana. And to those great souls who have an implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. Sweta Upanishad 6.23. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nam Bhaved Grahyam Indriya Sevan Mukhehi Jivado Swayam Yavhi Spurityada. No one can understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving services unto him. Bhakti Rasamrut 1.2.2.3.4. भक्त्या माम विजनति यावन यस्य मी तत्वतः ततो माम तत्वतो ज्ञात्वा विशते तद अंतरम। वन हु अंडरस्टैंड द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एज ही इज ओनली बाय हिज डिवोशनल सर्विस एंड व्हेन वन इज इन फुल कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड बाय सच डिवोशन he can enter into the kingdom of God. Bhagavad Gita 18.55. These are Vedic instructions. One must have full faith in the words of spiritual master and similar faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the real knowledge of Atma and Paramatma and the distinction between matter and spirit will be automatically revealed. This Atma Tattva or spiritual knowledge will be revealed within the course of devotee's heart because of his having taken shelter of the lotus feet of Mahajan such as Prahlad Maharaj. In this verse, the word bhuyat may be understood to mean let there be. Prahlad Maharaj offers his blessings to his class friends, saying, also become faithful like me. Become bona fide Vaishnavas. A devotee of the Lord desires for everyone to take to Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, however, people sometimes do not have strong faith in the words of spiritual master who comes by the disciplic succession, and therefore they are unable to understand the transcendental knowledge. The spiritual master must be in the line of authorized disciplic succession, like Prahlad Maharaj, who received the knowledge from Narada. If the class friends of Prahlad Maharaj, the sons of demons, were to accept the truth through Prahlad, they would certainly also become fully aware of transcendental knowledge. The word Visharada Dhi referred to intelligence concerning to Supreme Personality of Godhead. who is extremely expert. The Lord has created wonderful universes by his expert knowledge. Unless one is extremely expert, he cannot understand the expert management of the supreme expert. One can understand, however, if one is fortunate enough to meet a bona fide spiritual master coming in the disciplic succession from Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Mother Lakshmi, or the Kumaras. These four sampradayas or disciplic successions of knowledge and transcendence are called Brahma Sampradaya. These four sampradayas: Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, and Kumar Sampradaya. Sampradaya vina mantrastha nishphalamatah. The knowledge of Supreme received from such a sampradaya or disciplic succession can give one enlightenment. If one does not take to the path of disciplic succession, it is not possible for one to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one understands Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service with faith in the disciplic succession and then advance further, he awakens his natural love for God and then his success in life is assured. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Ena Tasmai Sri Guruven. Jai Shri, once again. So first of all, I thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak on this very, very important verse, because the whole devotional life depends on faith. Otherwise, we are fake. So without faith, it is impossible to go ahead in spiritual life. Therefore, it is said, faith in Krishna consciousness is not important. Very important, but all important. Because it is like radar of a ship. Everything depends on radar, in what direction we are going. Because it is the foundation of bhakti, devotional service. And it determines the progress of our spiritual life in Krishna consciousness, as it is integral part of our devotional service. And without this faith, existing in Krishna consciousness will become burden. Atma Hatyakand. It becomes Hatyakand or Atma Hatya. Because without faith, you can't sustain, you can't survive. And with this faith, the Krishna consciousness will become Keval Anandakand. So it is choice. You want Keval Anandakand or Hatyakand? So, what is the difference between neophyte and pure devotee? Difference is the gradual increment in faith from Adoshraddha to Krishna Prem. The journey of increment in faith, that is the difference. Externally, if you try to see, there is no difference. But difference of faith or degree of faith, that makes difference between a neophyte who is always fighting with his mind and senses. So, one has to pray for faith and one has to culture for faith. It will not come automatically. One has to pray and culture this faith. Because the faith is a symptom of God, love of God. And surrender is a symptom. Faith is a symptom of love of God and surrender is a manifestation of that faith. So if you want to attain love of God, you have to show the symptoms. And the symptom is faith. And manifestation of that is surrender is the surrender is that manifestation of that faith. So where do we get this faith? Gauravind Maharaj says in his one of his lectures, Shraddha Bij, very nicely explains. Shraddha Bij is obtained in Sadhu Sangh. Shraddha Bij Sadhu Guru Krupa. So and unless and until you are blessed with the association of exalted devotees who are having unflinching faith in devotional service, devotional life, you will not get. You get what you associate with. So it is awakened in the association of sincere devotees having unflinching faith in Sadhu Guru and Shastra. And it is called as Shastriya Shraddha. There are two types of Shraddha. One is Shastriya Shraddha, which is based on Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. Other than this is called as Laukik Shraddha, which the scientists are having, the materialists are having, which is temporary, basically. But the faith in the Sadhu, Guru and Shastri is permanent. It is unflinching. So, faith is the greatest mode of whole creation. Faith can move the armies, the people, the whole world. Just like by having faith in the words of Hitler, whole Germany was moving in First and Second World War. That is the power of faith, because he injected faith in the Germans. So, even if you have unflinching faith, the size of a mustard seed, you can ask the Himalayan mountain to move and it will move. That is the faith of faith. That is the nature of faith. Therefore, if you have faith in the Laukik Shraddha, if you have Laukik Shraddha or faith in the materialist people like Hitler's, when you put faith in infallible soldiers of this material world, it is called Laukik Shraddha. It is blind faith. It will lead to ditch and you will fall in ditch. So, it is not based on Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. And what is the result of this Laukik Shraddha? We will get nightmares during day also by putting faith. That is the result of Laukik Shraddha or blind faith. It is only exploitation and cheating, nothing else. In the name of love, you will get only exploitation and cheating and only frustration. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, when he came first, he told to all the hippies that I have not come to cheat you. I have come to teach you. That is the faith of a sadhu. So, faith should be like a steady rock. Unflinching. Otherwise, we are miserable. Kunthit. Always in anxiety. And the example of Dhrumasmani is given in this connection. Very classic example. Even though he went to Vaikuntha to beg forgiveness from Krishna or Vishnu, even though he was in Vaikuntha, he was in Kuntha. Always in anxiety. So Dhrumasmani, even after approaching all the demigods, he went to Shiva, Brahma, but they said, wrong number. Please go away. We are also fearful of Sudarshan Chakra. So he was in Chakra, dilemma, where to take shelter, and ultimately went to Krishna. But with Krishna also, he was not satisfied, not steady. Therefore, he came to Amrish. And that is the difference between Amrish and Dhruvas. Amrish Maharaj was having unflinching faith. Rakho bhi maro bhi, jo ichha tumar. But Dhruvas was having was unflinching faith. So, if you want to attain love of Godhead or want to go home back to Godhead, you have to have unflinching faith. And one of the symptoms of the faith is patience. Without patience, this faith will not manifest. An example is given, faith in watering a bamboo tree for 4 to 5 years. Then, after 4 to 5 years watering this bamboo tree, the tree comes above the ground level. And if you don't have faith or patience, you will become like a bamboo by watering the bamboo tree. So, you have to have faith. If person has faith, then he took positively opportunities, positive opportunities in every situation of him. There is no anxiety for him. If he has faith, he always looks good in everything. He looks positively. Therefore, faith must be there. Without faith, we can't survive. We can't live. Even if we want to live materially also, whether materially or spiritually. Just like if you want to travel in a bus, you have to have faith that bus driver has license. You have to have faith the seat on which you are going to sit, there is no bomb underneath. So without faith, you will be always in anxiety, miserable. So you have to put faith somewhere or someone if you want to continue to live life spiritually or materially. So partial faith is no faith at all. We have to have, there is no tatast faith. Either full or no faith. So partial faith is no faith at all. So there are different degrees of faith. And our behavior depends on particular degree of faith. Whatever we are demonstrating behavior, it depends on a particular degree of faith. And even hope is based on faith. If you have faith, then you are hopeful. Otherwise, you are hopeless. So, power of hope comes from faith. And hope is actually manifestation of faith. So, every good quality manifests from this faith. That's why beginning of spiritual life is Adho Shraddha Tatva Sadhu Sangha Tatva Bhajana Kriya. So, we'll try to see what is the most important instruction that is given in Shastra, in which we have to have unflinching faith. If we take care of this one instruction faithfully, then everything will be taken care of. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Gaur Bole Nitai De Sakala Sambhal. Similarly, if we take care of one thing in spiritual life, everything will be taken care of. And there are so many instructions given by Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. And most important instruction is that 10th offense. What is the 10th offense to the holy name? Not having complete faith in the chanting of the holy name. And even after hearing so many instructions. So this is a very appropriate verse. Which tells us how we should have complete faith and faith in the instructions of Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. So, 10th offense is not having complete faith in the chanting of the holy name and maintaining, and even after hearing so many instructions in the matter, and maintaining material attachments. So, taking care of this one most important instruction of Sadhu, Guru and Shastra, and especially spiritual master, because we have vowed before spiritual master, before fire, before all the Vaishnavas, not that I will build so many temples, distribute so many books, have so many big, big projects. We have taken a vow to chant, to try to chant 16 rounds attentively and try to follow four regulative principles. If you are not able to follow this first and foremost instruction of spiritual master, what is the hope for us? How will get strength to continue in spiritual life or perform all other services which are based on this vow of chanting, trying to chant 16 rounds attentively. So taking care of this most important instruction of Sadhu, Guru and Shastra, or especially spiritual master, is like sau sonar ki ek lohar ki. Like a one stroke method or hammer of a blacksmith, not a goldsmith. Hammer of a goldsmith takes time, but hammer of a blacksmith, in one stroke, it does its job. Therefore, it is said, this is the most important instruction. And if you don't take this instruction very faithfully, carefully, and chant attentively, then destruction is sure. Because inattentive chanting is an invitation for self-destruction. Very, very powerful statement given by Satsurup Maharaj in Japari form. Very striking. If you ponder upon this statement, one statement, your whole life will be successful. And you will surely become serious in chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Why this is so? Inattentive chanting is an invitation for self-destruction, because inattentive chanting is janani or mother or womb of all aparadhas. Everything springs or stems from this one aparadha. Because we may not be committing all other offenses while doing japa, all other 9 offenses to the holy name, but surely we will be making this 10th offense, not chanting attentively and maintaining material attachments. And along with this 10th offense, we are committing 3rd offense because of this 10th offense, because we are chanting inattentively and we have taken a vow that I will try to chant attentively. So disobeying the orders of spiritual master, third also offense is included in this tenth offense. That's why it is two in one offense. That's why it is very, very important, most important, to take care of this important offense. Therefore it is said, all our misfortune stems from inattentiveness. Whatever misfortune we are facing, even after coming to Krishna consciousness, even after taking to devotional service, even after taking to holy name, even after taking shelter of spiritual master, disciplic succession, still misfortune is stemming because of inattentiveness, and misfortune is called Durbhagi. Durbhagi means we'll run away, Durbhagi. We'll run away from devotional life, from holy name. Because what happens when a person gives up devotional service? Not that he starts breaking four regulative principles. First of all, Maya takes away from his hand Jap Mala, then Kanti Mala. Then he becomes Kangal, not Malamal. So, all misfortune stems from inattentiveness, Durbhagi. Why? Because we go away, run away from devotional service. So, taking instruction of Sadhu, Guru and Shastra casually means casualty. So, faith must be there, as we said. So, we must have unflinching faith in spiritual masters' teachings, feelings, behaviors, character, and integrity. This is very, very important, because without Guru Krishna Krupa, will not get Bhakti Lata Bij. So, we should have unflinching faith in Guru Maharaj's teachings, feelings, behaviors, character and his integrity. An example is given in the beginning stages or even now, Srila Prabhupada disciples had this one thing. Therefore, despite all of their ignorance of their philosophical understanding, they had such a deep faith, unflinching faith in Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, they made this unflinching faith in the spiritual master or Srila Prabhupada made them to work miracles or wonders and achieve impossible. And that is the nature of faith, unflinching faith. Even impossible becomes possible. Shraddha Shabda Vishwasa Kahe Sudrud Nishe Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Kruto Hai. Even impossible become possible. And that is the nature of faith. What is the nature of faith? Faith is to believe in what you don't see. And result is, you will see what you believe. Very powerful statement again. I'll repeat it again. Faith is to believe in what you don't see. Even if you don't see, if you just believe in spiritual master, result will be, benefit will be, you will see what you believe. Therefore, to know beyond grasp of mind and intelligence requires faith in Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. Why faith is required? Because it is impossible to understand, as it is said here, Atha Krishna Namadi na Bhaved Grahyam Indriya. Our senses and mind are materially contaminated. Therefore, we don't have to listen to mind and senses. Man ki mat suno, man ko sunao. Nahi to kya banenge? Man ki. Jo man ki sune, man ki. Jo man ki kare, o monkey. Therefore, we don't have to believe in this material senses. We have to engage them in the service of spiritual master and their lordship on their instructions. And the graphic example of this power of faith is Prahlad Maharaj, about whom we are reading in this canto. And what is the title of this canto? What Prahlad Maharaj learned in the womb. So even in the womb, he learned so many things by just having faith in the words of Narad Muni. Even he has not seen Narad Muni. He was in the womb. But what is our position? Till we go to tomb, we don't understand the instructions of spiritual master. That is the difference between Prahlad Maharaj and us. So, his mother, his name is Kayadu. Kayadu, he is always trying to give him the best. So she took shelter of Narad Muni. And by taking shelter of Narad Muni and his instructions, he became a Mahajan. Even though he is coming from a demonic heritage, lineage. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj could become so fearless. His fearlessness, mental equilibrium, throughout all the atrocities is a result of his faith in his spiritual master, Narada. So whatever atrocities, calamities, miseries, whatever we are facing in this material world, padam padam vipadam natesham, can be drive away in one stroke by taking shelter of the instructions of the spiritual master and taking shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So, fear in life is an exhibition of lack of faith. Fear is what? Fear in life is an exhibition of lack of faith in Krishna's protection ultimately. So, we should have faith like the gopas who were fearlessly entering in the mouth of Agasur, even though they were knowing he is a rascal, he is a greatest demon and he is going to swallow us. But they were fearless, so fearless that while discussing on this topic, they were entering in the mouth of Agasur. Another example is given about the Gwalbals or Gopas to whom Krishna asked to close their eyes during Agnipan Lila. What if someone asks if your house is on fire and says, just close your eyes, what you will do? You will not believe, you will not have faith. I will take care. Just close your eyes. He will try to close his eyes. Forever. Because we don't have that faith. But all the Gwalbals or Gopas were so fearless. Just by believing, having faith, unflinching faith, they closed their eyes and they were rescued from this Agni. Again, they were going against the wrath of Indra during Govardhan Lila. Who can go against the wrath of Indra, who is having his thunderbolt always at his tips? But still they took this risk, just having faith in Krishna's word. So simply by unflinching faith in the instructions of Krishna and his devotees, what are the benefits? One can overcome all the conditionings, whether previous or present conditionings. And what is the other greatest benefit? All the anarthas, obstacles and problems are destroyed, evaporate, like water evaporates. This one element of unflinching faith in one's spiritual master is enough to remove all the anarthas. As we said, sau sonar ki, ek lohar ki. One stroke method, hammer of a blacksmith. So faith means unflinching faith in something sublime. Shraddha shabde shuddha, shraddha shabde vishwasa kahe sudrudh nichaye, Krishna bhakti kahe le sarok. And who is most sublime? Pure devotee and Krishna. So we should take shelter at their lotus feet. So when it comes to japa, we should be always faithful to japa. Faithful to japa means Harer naam is chintamani, but still we do chinta for money during japa also. Even though it's chintamani, especially grahasthas or your brahmacharis, those who are doing life membership, they forget the real chintamani and they start doing chinta for money. So Hare Naam is chintamani, touchstone, but we are not touching it with attention. That is our problem. If you touch the touchstone with very attentively, then what happens? Transformation is sure to take place. As sure as death. The transformation is going to take place. If you touch the touchstone or chintamani beads very carefully on the order of spiritual master, then it will surely act and transformation starts taking place. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava maha davagani nirvapanam. So unflinching faith completely opens doors to receive the mercy and compassion of Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. This is another greatest benefit of unflinching faith, that it opens, completely opens, not half curtain, but full curtain also. It completely opens the door to receive the mercy and compassion of Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. And when Sadhu, Guru and Shastra instructs us to take shelter of the holy name, then nothing is required to take shelter. So in our spiritual life, three shelters are required: Namashray, Guru Ashray and Devotee Ashray. If these three ashrays are there, then we are Sanat. Otherwise, we are Anath, even though we are staying in Gopinath. So then nothing is required. Naam bina kichu nahi, chauda bhuvan maje. Because Krishna is non-different from His holy name. Because one has faith in holy name, will overcome all obstacles. As Chaitanya Charitamrita says, one who remembers the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the impossible thing becomes possible. The most difficult thing becomes simple and easy. And opposite of that, vice versa is, if you don't remember, then if you forget, then what happens? The most simplest thing, most easiest thing becomes most difficult thing if you don't take shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And Kali knows this science. Kali knows this formula. Maya through Kali knows all this science so well, so perfectly, and tried to convince us some or other to have faith in Maya or Kali or her agents. And then we are completely doomed. We will not get the mercy of holy name. Therefore, we should always have faith in Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. Nothing else is required to have faith in. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada wanted to break faith in Kali or Maya or in scientists or in materialists or in modern education or in the fallible soldiers. That was his mission, through giving this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada used to say, if you have unflinching faith in the holy name, we can take over the whole world in 18 days. See his faith in the holy name. Just 18 days, just like battle of Kurukshetra lasted for 18 days. Similarly, to take over the whole world, it just requires 18 days. If you have unflinching faith in the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And as a founder acharya of this ISKCON movement, he demonstrated by just sitting under the tree in the Tomsin Square Park and started a worldwide ISKCON movement just by taking shelter of the holy name and taking shelter of the instructions of his spiritual master. This is a benefit of taking shelter of the instruction of spiritual master. And first and foremost instruction is to try to chant 16 rounds attentively, minimum, not maximum, and follow four regular utensils. If we are not able to follow this first and foremost order or the instruction of spiritual master, as we said, there is no hope. And we will not get the spiritual strength or inner satisfaction, inner strength to continue in spiritual life. It is a matter of just some days or some years, we will fade away from Krishna consciousness. We will go away from Krishna consciousness. So, if you are not chanting attentively on the instructions, then inviting all problems, all calamities on the path of devotional service, as it is said in Hindi, A bail mujhe mar. Apne kura pailo pe kuradi marna. Or digging our own grave. So we have to become very grave during chanting. हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम राम। सो दिस वन इंस्ट्रक्शन इज एनफ टू कैरी ऑन, नॉट फॉर वन डे, वन वीक, वन मंथ, वन ईयर, वन लाइफ टाइम, इट इज फॉर लाइफ टाइम्स। दिस इज लाइफ टाइम प्रोजेक्ट, नॉट वन डे, वन वीक, वन मंथ, वन ईयर प्रोजेक्ट, दिस इज लाइफ टाइम प्रोजेक्ट। मम जन्मनि जन्मनि भवतात् भक्तिरिति, इफ नॉट मम जन्मनि जन्मनि देन वी विल से मम जर्मनि जर्मनि, लेट मी गिव चांस टू गो टू जर्मनि, जर्मनि जर्मनि। सो मेनी ऑफ द इस्कॉन डिवोटीज डोंट चांट दिस प्रेयर, दे स्किप दिस प्रेयर, मम जर्मनि जर्मनि, एंड दे इंस्टेड से दर जर्मनि जर्मनि। और वी से इन गुरु पूजा, जन्मे जन्मे प्रभु से ही। सो दिस इज इंस्ट्रक्शन फॉर लाइफ टाइम्स। सो जस्ट बाय फॉलोइंग दिस इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर फेथफुली, इवन द हंटर्स कैन बिकम हरे कृष्ण चैंटर्स। दिस इज द ब्यूटी, व्हाट इज द ब्यूटी ऑफ दिस फॉलोइंग इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, इवन हंटर्स कैन बिकम हरे कृष्ण चैंटर्स। एंड व्हाट इज द एग्जाम्पल, मुर्गारी, मुर्गामारी। हाफ मुर्गामारी, मुर्गारी, दैट्स व्हाई इज कॉल्ड मुर्गारी। एंड वाल्मीकि ऑल्सो, बिकॉज दे कंप्लीटली पुट देयर फेथ, अनफ्लिंचिंग फेथ इन मुर्गा, इन नारद मुनि, बोथ वाल्मीकि एंड मुर्गारी। दैट्स व्हाई से गुरुमुख पद्मवाक्य चित्तेते करिया आरना करी हो मन आशा। डोंट डिजायर एनीथिंग आउटसाइड द ऑर्डर ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, जस्ट हैव unflinching faith in this one and foremost instruction of spiritual star, to try to chant attentively 16 rounds and follow four regular meditations, then success is guaranteed, victory is ours, param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam. And very nice story once told by his grace Gauram Prabhu. Once there was a person who was not having his right shoulder, but still he wanted to become world champion boxer, so he went to the best coach in the whole world and said, I want to become the world champion boxer. By seeing his position, by his bodily features, he said impossible, but he was very adamant. He said, whatever it may come, I am ready to do, you just instruct me. By seeing his unflinching faith, he started giving him coaches, instructions, and he gave only one instruction, or what you call, lesson, for whole 1 year. And he made him very staunch in boxing. And ultimately, this boxing, boxing champion tournament started, world champion. And slowly he started taking part. And to his wonder, he reached semi-final by following the one instruction of that coach or spiritual master. And ultimately he reached in the finals also. And in the beginning he was beaten, knockout ho gaya uska. So many times. But still he didn't give the instructions. He was still fighting with that world champion, previous world champion. And ultimately that world champion got frustrated. And when he got frustrated and he was bleeding, he started beating him like anything by taking all his revenge. And ultimately he defeated him. So reporters ask, how could you do this? Even though you are not perfect in body, your right side is not okay, your right shoulder is not there. Then he said, my instructor told, just go on tolerating and continue. As Krishna says to Arjuna, Stam Sitikshasa Bharata. And I just went on tolerating. And he got frustrated and then I took advantage. Because for the opponents to punch the other boxer, you have to catch hold of his right shoulder. But he was not having that right shoulder to punch. And that's why he was getting frustrated. And he gave up. And this person who was not having right shoulder become world champion. So he followed one instruction. Similarly, we have to have at least right hand to chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And our bead bag is like boxing gloves. Should have always, because we are fighting against the not world champion, not the universe champion, the whole creation champion, Maya Devi. Therefore, we should have always the boxing gloves, that is bead bag. And it is also called as Sten gun. Sten gun for Bhakta gun, HK108. Because we should be always alert. Maya may attack us with her weapons, with her bullets of kaam, krodh, lobh, mada, moha, matsar, not matsar. And she is always shooting, especially during japa. And she is sending her most trusted younger sister, Nidra Devi. Maya Devi's younger sister is Nidra Devi. So we should have this boxing gloves always. Just like having Fevicol attached to it. So another example is given. Just by following the instruction, impossible becomes possible. And the classic example is Battle of Kurukshetra. In Battle of Kurukshetra, Bhishma, Drona, Karna were like Timingala fishes. Timingala means they can swallow big, big fishes, even sharks. And compared to them, Arjuna was like a fish, small fish. But because of his unflinching faith in the orders, instructions of his spiritual master Krishna, Arjuna could do it easily. This is the power of following instruction of spiritual master. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. And ultimately, we should have faith in Sadhu Guru Shastra. And what is that faith? We should have faith in the roadmap. What is that roadmap? If you want to go to back to Godhead, you have to have roadmap. And that is Shikshashtakam. 8 prayers given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you don't have that roadmap and faith in that roadmap, then you are on the roads. Even though you are Karodpati, you will become Roadpati. So, we should have faith in the Shikshashtakam prayers, because that is the ultimate given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has not given anything else. And these 8 prayers are enough as a roadmap to reach back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise, back home. Back to pavilion. So, another faith we should have, that is Namacharya Harish Thakur. What he says, in that we should have faith. Khanda khanda hai, deha yadi jai pran, tabu ami vadane na chadi harinam. See, what faith he was having, unflinching faith. Khanda khanda, but we are after Srikhanda. Srikhand Amrakhand. Srikhand Amrakhand. Hai yadi jai pran. Tabu abhi vadne na chadi harinam. I can give up for Srikhand Amrakhand. Even though, like that, we should not have faith in Srikhand and Amrakhand, but in the holy name, which is sweeter than sweetest. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. He says, khanda khanda hai deha yadi. He says to Qazi or the king, Muslim king, even if you cut my body into thousands of pieces, from each and every piece of this, cut piece of this body, what will you hear? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. So that faith we should have, staunch faith. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says as Yuga Avatar, not our Yuga Avatar. Yuga Avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, Enechi Aushadi Maya Nashivaro Lagi Mahamantra Lao Tumi Magi. We should be always chased by holy name, Lao Tumi Magi. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Naam Vina Kichunahi Chauda Bhuvana Maji. And Narottam Das Thakur says, Papi tapi jata chilo hari nama udharlo. And what is the proof? Tara sakshi jagai madhai. So, we should have faith in the acharyas. And we should have faith in the Guru Sadhu Shastra. What it says? Intense or very, very attentive chatting can save me from two things. Very, very important. This has helped me a lot, especially. So I am mentioning. Especially during immense mental torture and all physical sufferings. If you take this as an opportunity given by Krishna to increase our intensity in chanting or increasing our rounds, then you get immense benefit because you are taking shelter in the permanence, not temporary things. Therefore, intense or very attentive chanting can save me from immense mental torture of any type. Adi Bhautik, Adi Devik, Adhyatmik or all types of tapas, even local train. This is also Adi Devik or Adi Bhautik. So, this is important. And another thing we should have faith that even time cannot destroy material desires. This is very important. Even Krishna in the form of time cannot destroy all our material desires. But by arrow of holy name, you can kill all your material desires and live forever happily. Shoot now. So this is the time to shoot. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. So precaution is best medicine. Before Maya shoots us, we should be always shooting at Maya. So shoot now. Because time will not destroy material desires, but holy name will destroy all our material desires. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Spiritual, Srila Prabhupada's words to his disciple during his Australian tour. When Srila Prabhupada was going from airport to temple, and this disciple was driving Srila Prabhupada, and he was again and again asking Srila Prabhupada, what is the secret of your success? Within such a short time, you achieved so many great things. You have started this worldwide ISKCON movement. And Prabhupada was again and again showing beatbag and chanting. But he was not able to understand. And when he again and again was asking, third time he said, everything is in the beatbag. The secret of whole creation is in the beatbag. Therefore, we should have faith. Not only in bead bag, in beads and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Therefore, Prabhupada used to say, people used to ask him, what is the secret of japa? He used to say, three things are required. What is the first thing? Listen. What is the second thing? Listen. What is the third thing? Listen. Not lasun. Listen. Just hear tat suno, otherwise tsunami. Tsunami of all problems. Therefore, have faith in holy name. Have faith in holy name that he is my best friend, Surudam. Who is friend? Friend is one who is in friend in need is friend indeed. And he can help us. Second thing is my eternal savior. Not only in life, not only in death, but after death also, he is going to help me. This is a real medicine which is going to act not during lifetime, during death, even after death also, this medicine is going to work. We have to just take through ears, not through mouth. Then it will start working. And third thing is, my infallible shelter is holy name. And lastly, the holy name. We should have faith that the holy name only can protect me from all attacks of kama, krodha, lobha, mad, moha, matsar. These are the real heart attackers. We say heart attack, but what are the real heart attackers? Kama, krodha, lobha, mad, moha, matsar. And therefore, put your faith wholly and solely in holy name. And you will be free from this kama, krodha, lobha, mad, moha, matsar. Six anathas. And lastly, the invisible arrow of material desires may wound you at any moment because it is material world, martulaka. Padam padam vipadam natesham. Therefore, guard yourself carefully with the armor of holy name. by taking shelter of the holy name, by always putting the armor, not on the chest, in the hands, and chanting always, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Golokera Premdana Harinama Sankirtana Ki. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana Ki. Kaliyuga Pavana Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Itai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Samaved Bhaktam Nikijayo. It's too late. We'll stop here. Hare Krishna.